This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Roberto from Seattle is. Roberto, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Roberto has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Who had the hit songs Born to Run and Born in the USA?
Bruce Springsteen.
Correct. What house did Harry Potter belong to?
Hogwarts.
No.
House of Pain.
No. The VMAs are tonight. What female singer has the most nominations?
Carrie Underwood.
No.
Madonna.
No.
Pass.
Alice Nelson was the housekeeper in what 70s sitcom?
Brady Bunch.
Correct. Which 7-letter cheese is traditionally used to make lasagna?
What? Mozzarella.
No.
Ricotta.
Yes. Mike Tomlin is the current head coach for what NFL team?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Who co-starred alongside Chris Farley in the 90s movie Tommy Boy?
David Spade.
Yes. What color pants did Papa Smurf typically wear?
Who?
Papa Smurf.
Blue.
No.
Red.
It was red.
We might be a little late on that.
Is he a little late?
I think so. I think the Beat Migs police would flip out.
Yeah, and then I was just thinking of him in blue because he is blue. And I'm like, it would look like he's wearing no pants. Anyway, Roberto, you got 5 correct.
he said it, not me.
Yeah, but I think we were all thinking it.
Yeah.
I like that he said Madonna for the VMAs, though. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe if it was like, what, 40 years ago or something?
I mean, you would know you were born then.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Get her, Danny, get her.
Just want everyone to know that I am not 40, nor am I near close to 40. Just got to get that out of there.
I feel like everybody's very testy today.
We kind of are. We're
very
a little feisty,
testy.
Aren't we?
Watching it, I'm observing as an outsider. I think the debates and Dave Grohl and people's animals being eaten in Springfield are bringing out the worst in all of us.
Yeah. I think it's really Dave Grohl for me. That's the one that I'm most focused on. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, bitch, I am.
Kidding. Why do I love that, though? Who had the hit songs Born to Run and Born in the USA?
That'd be Bruce Springsteen.
You know it. What house did Harry Potter belong to?
Hogwarts.
No.
Dumbledore?
No. Just name things.
Sativa.
No. The VMAs are tonight. What female singer has the most nominations?
Taylor Swift.
That's right.
And her cats.
Alice Nelson was the housekeeper in what 70s sitcom?
Oh, Brady Bunch.
Yes. Which seven-letter cheese is traditionally used to make lasagna?
Ricotta.
Correct. Mike Tomlin is the current head coach for what NFL team? I do too.
It's so good.
I love ricotta. I could just eat that.
Yeah, it's so delicious. Pasta, everything. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Who co-starred alongside Chris Farley in the 90s movie Tommy Boy?
David Spade.
Yes. What color pants did Papa Smith typically wear?
Who's Papa Smith?
Papa
Will
Smurf.
Smith?
Papa Smurf.
Oh, red.
Correct. 1313 Mockingbird Lane is the address for what main family on which TV show?
The Munsters.
Yes. Woo. I don't know what happened in the middle there, but dang, it looks like I took a few shots or something. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a big win.
Let's
8
go.
To 5. Sorry, Roberto.
Boo you.
Yeah.
I won.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
The only one you got incorrect. What house did Harry Potter belong to, Danny?
Gryffindor.
Yes. Mm. Gryffindor are like the nice people.
Man, none of you are Harry Potter heads. It makes me very sad.
Wait, what did you say he is?
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. And then there's Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And Slytherin.
Yeah.
And I don't know the other.
Hogwarts.
Ravensdale.
Ravenclaw.
Ravensdale. That's a town.
You were pretty close there.
Hey, for somebody who knows nothing about Harry Potter, I at least know a little.
And then the other house
whisper.
Is a Black Raven Brewing.
Of course. Home of the Men's Room IPA. Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yep, then they make it there with the butterbeer.
Yeah. KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent. And this Friday, the Showwear Center in Kent is hosting a blood drive with Bloodworks Northwest. You can sign up to donate. And when you do on Friday the 13th, you will be entered for the chance to win a pair of VIP tickets to see Godsmack, Hailstorm, and more at the Halloween Hullabaloo. You can get yourself signed up at KISW.com. Now, Rockaholics, we would love if you would just give us a call right now, 206-803-ROCK, because we have a very simple question for you. And we promise, as we always do, that it is nothing crazy. It's nothing dirty. It's just a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Soundgarden.
The Daily Mix Show.
September is National Preparedness Month.
Oh.
So the government launched it 3 years after 9/11 to encourage all of us to be ready for any type of crisis at any moment. So then there's a new poll, of course, looking for the top things we would grab if we had to evacuate in 5 minutes, besides people or pets.
Right, because of course you're going to go with your kid or your... I mean, you would hope that your significant other could take care of themselves, but maybe not, so you carry them or your animals.
So the top thing people picked was your phone.
But I don't even think of grabbing that because it's always in my pocket.
That's a fair point.
Even when you're sleeping? All the time.
Okay.
Yes.
Other items are...
Shower, sleeping, doesn't matter. It's in my pocket.
Wallet or purse is high up on the list. Important documents like passports, security cards, prescription medications.
What about non-prescribed medication?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Food or snacks?
That's food or snacks?
I'm pretty popular in that.
Hold on a second. Go get my Snickers bar. You can get food or snacks anywhere.
Well, that's fair. You can also replace your social security card.
It's not that easy.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that question is this, and we're going to start with Daniel in Centralia. You're told to evacuate your home. What is the first thing you would grab?
Good morning, everyone. So, first and foremost, I'm grabbing my bong and I'm taking my stash of weed that I have in my freezer, but I'm not leaving my house. I'm pulling out my lawn chair and I'm waiting for the end to come.
Oh, so you're just going to take it on, head on, going down with
exactly.
The ship.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. I've spent too much time, too much energy, too much money on this piece of property. I'm not leaving it. I don't care.
Well, we're not saying that the world's coming to an end. I mean, what if, like, you know, your house is just burning down? Wouldn't you want to still live so you could get a new house and create a new home?
Oh, so I got a pedal bike, and I got a pump. I got hoses.
I'll just
pedal those watts in and keep the water flowing.
There we go. Thanks, Daniel.
Natty's on the road to Portland. What would you grab if you were told to evacuate your home?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, what I would grab is, besides my kid, my keys to both my car and especially my motorcycle.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. I would like to keep my car, especially so that I'm going to start to pay the car payments.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Brad is in Port Orchard. What would you grab if you were told to evacuate?
Grabbing my cigarettes.
Brad, how much is a pack of cigarettes these days?
Oh, $14.
Yeah. What?
For a pack?
Yeah. Yeah, for Camel Wives.
Wow. I don't blame you for grabbing those. Yeah.
It's an investment.
Last time I remember buying cigarettes was from my mom when I was a kid.
Oh, this is weird.
I'd go down to the grocery store and buy me a pack of cigarettes and she'd just give me $2.
Oh my God.
I mean, granted, this is forever ago, obviously, but I didn't realize they're up to $14.
It's very spendy. Cindy's in Mount Vernon. What would you grab if you were told to evacuate?
Well, my answer is more boring compared to the others, but I would grab photos.
You know, I don't blame you, man. I remember having my car broken into, and they took a bunch of stuff that was replaceable, but the one thing that still pisses me off, there was a couple of pictures that weren't digital, and I was so bummed that they were gone.
Yeah, that's a huge bummer. And I think, honestly, that's probably what I would grab, is a couple photo albums or something like that.
I had a picture of me and Tommy Lee. I'll never forget that.
Nice.
Yeah. It got stolen from my car. I was so mad.
Where do you think it ended up?
Probably, on the bottom of, some crack pipe or something like that. I don't know.
How do you know somebody didn't frame it and put it on their nightstand?
Well, I hope. In a perfect world, yes, that's exactly what they did, Taryn.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and you'll win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena coming up Saturday, November 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20. The Daily Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked. And your job is to guess what that song is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. Say good morning to Alonzo in Des Moines. He will be playing for those tickets this morning.
Morning.
Hello, Alonzo. So you've got to get both songs right to win the prize. The first one, you're on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, because a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. And if not, you will lose, and caller 9 gets the tickets instead. Let's see who you're playing with. Me, Migs, or Sarah?
The wheels are spinning. Just passed my name. Passing Sarah's. Oh, I think it might come right back to my name again.
Let's go.
Alonzo, it's you and me, baby.
All right, on, let's go.
Let's win these tickets for you.
All right, Alonzo, here's your clip.
I've got another...
Sorry.
We can definitely play it again.
I've got another...
All right, well...
Do you need a hint?
A hint would be great, yeah.
The lead singer of the band is a dirty, dirty man having sex with women that he's not married to.
I've got another...
That would be the Foo Fighters.
Okay, easy hint. Look how good that hint I am.
You're doing so good, Steve.
I thought that was a deep cut, but you never know. Okay, what would be, for the song title, what is the opposite of worst?
Worst would be best.
Okay, so that's part of the song title, is the word best.
All right.
Does that help you at all?
Is it one word, two words?
Three words.
Three words. And best is the first word.
Best is the first word.
I've got another...
I've heard this song like a bunch of times. It's just not catching on me right now.
Okay. Best. I mean, it's a tough one.
Well, how about for the third, if you don't mind, the third word of the song is the opposite of...
Me.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That would be you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we got best and you. Now you just need a word in the middle of those two.
It's only two letters.
Best of you?
Yeah.
Boom.
We got it. We figured it out. No integrity. Just like Dave Grohl.
Oh.
What? Too soon?
Yeah. All right.
All right, so we got one down.
Migs, you ready to do this for Alonzo?
Let's do it for Alonzo, not Dave.
No.
Hey. Oh, man, it's a theme. That would be Nirvana, the band that Dave Grohl once was in, and the song... Huh. I was about to do a joke, but I'll just leave it at heart-shaped box.
Congratulations, Alonzo. You're going to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd.
Speaking of this song, congratulations, Alonzo. That's awesome. Did you know, I mean, we talked earlier about Linkin Park and their new lead singer is Emily Armstrong, who used to be, or still is, in a band called Dead Sara. Have you ever heard them cover Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box?
No.
Oh, man. It's almost like it's so good that you're like, she could front Nirvana, too, if she wanted to. This is Emily Armstrong, the new lead singer of Linkin Park.
I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Hey, wait, I got
to cyber front all the bands.
I love it.
Piss off everybody.
Yeah. Rockaholics, if we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, call us up now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Marcy Playground.
The Daily Mix Show. Hey. The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Lumen Quantum Fiber. Smart internet is here. So do call us up if you would like to chime in on something from this morning's show, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier today, we were talking about big bands that people saw in small clubs.
Right.
And the official pitching coach of the Daily Migs Show, Johnny Brown, is in Tulalip, and he has one of those stories for us.
Coach!
Hey, what's going on, our children?
Hey, who did you see in a small space?
I got to see Nirvana at OK Hotel.
Oh, man. That's like the show.
I saw so many great...
Of mine, I brought Steve a tape in of Arnold Freedom, a band, a grunge band from back then. I was doing hardwood floors for him. And he said, Johnny, do you have... I said, as a matter of fact, I do. I borrowed it from my... And I went down to record Freedom. And he took me... If you watch the document of... Kurt Cobain, you'll see 1992 OK Hotel. That's my video. I gave it to Arnold. He sold it to Courtney Love, and the rest is history on that aspect. My second one was Pearl Jam at Rock Candy.
Awesome.
My third one was I'm doing the hardwood floors at London Bridges Studios, and Candlebox was just finishing up one of their sessions there.
All right, now you're just bragging, Johnny. Come on.
Mind blown. I'm not going to say about Robert Lang Studios because I have to keep everything confidential with Robert Lang, so I'll just keep it at that.
Yeah, you don't want to piss off Bob.
No. 206-803-ROCK.
Nirvana, that's where they, I don't know if that was the show, but I mean, it was at the OK Hotel that they played Smells Like Teen Spirit for the very first time.
I think they literally left that show and went to LA to record the music video.
Insane.
So
insane.
Nice. Kenny from Gig Harbor, you have another story about a big act in a small space.
Yes, I do. Good morning. Love the show. I listen every day. Love the men's room at Castle. I'm old and retired, so I have nothing better to do than listen to you guys.
Oh, we love you, Kenny. Thanks.
That is the best testimonial we could ever receive. Thank you, Kenny. You rock.
Okay, so check this out. You're from the South End, Steve. I-5 at the Fife Curve. Highway 99 runs parallel with that.
Okay.
And there's a little tiny, it looks like the Tacoma Dome.
Yes.
It only holds 400 people. You know that place?
Is it still around?
I don't know. I don't get out much. Again, I'm 64.
I think it was called like was it called like the Mothership or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That was it, dude. You nailed it.
Yep.
So in 1998, Pat Travers, the Natives, booked him to play a show. And me and three boys from work went to the show. We were running late. We pulled, I think it started at 7. Pulled in at 6:45, the parking lot. I mean, we parked right in front. We go in and order a beer. There ain't nobody in there. Pat Travers comes out, and he did, you know, boom, boom, out go the lights, snorting whiskey, drinking cocaine, covered Born Under a Bad Sign, which is an old blues tune.
That's
anyways,
awesome.
So we go in there. And there ain't but 15 people, maybe 20. It probably held 450. I'm going to say it held 450. And there was 15 and 5 employees maybe.
Oh,
and
wow.
Boom, boom. What is it? 12, 15 people. Out go the lights. It was just sad. But I'm sure he got paid by the gig because they did their full set. But was the craziest thing I'd ever been to, man.
Dude, that's so funny you bring up the Mothership, because that just instantly triggered a time that my old band played there. And Pat Travers had 18 more people at his show than we did at ours. It was we played that place in front of 2 people.
Oh,
and it
no.
was the worst show of my entire life. It was depressing.
Just feeding off the energy of the crowd.
And whoever was running the place there, the sound and the lights, they had smoke machines still going and like a strobe light. I'm like, what are you doing? The 2 people, they didn't even stand in the front. They sat on the balcony and watched. They were just like, this sucks.
That's brutal.
But that place was cool.
Peter from Seattle, you went to a show on Monday night and we were at that same venue.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank you so much for the tickets, by the way. It was awesome.
And who was it?
It was Diary of a Dead Man.
Nice.
Yeah.
At the Washington State Fair.
Yeah. So not only that, but me and my wife went, and we got into the fair like a couple hours earlier, and we got to ride that same thing you guys did, that triple 360 flipper thing.
The Revolution?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was so scary. And then I did a couple other rides. I got like, you know, the deal for $60 for the tickets, and I couldn't get rid of all of them. But I got to say, I haven't been to Jaws Fair in years, and they got some really good rides if you're a thrill seeker.
Yeah, some of them are a little gnarly.
Yeah, for you especially, Steve.
Yeah, thanks.
Rockaholics, today is September 11th, and it was 23 years ago today that the 9/11 attacks happened. And for one late-night talk show host, he had to do the impossible to try to do his show soon after that had happened. So what did that sound like? You're going to hear it at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
It was 23 years ago today when the 9/11 attack happened on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and television coverage of the aftermath of the attacks became the longest uninterrupted news event in the history of U.S. television.
It was like 90-something hours of just wall-to-wall coverage, obviously. You know, what's going on over there? Yeah, I don't think anybody had it. How do you do anything other than that?
Well, when David Letterman, host of The Late Show, returned to the TV, he was the first late-night talk show host to come back onto the air, and he opened his show without the opening theme music, and this is what it sounded like.
And he was a New Yorker. I mean, he still is, but like he was broadcasting his show in New York.
Welcome to The Late Show. This is our first show on the air since New York and Washington were attacked. And I need to ask your patience and indulgence here because I want to say a few things. And believe me, sadly, I'm not going to be saying anything new. And in the past week, others have said what I will be saying here tonight far more eloquently than I'm equipped to do. But if we are going to continue to do shows, I just need to hear myself talk for a couple of minutes. And so that's what I'm going to do here.
He's such a real one. I mean, anything he does with his shows, but I mean, he always comes off as like just a dude that's just like, he's just being himself. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most vulnerable things, I think, to have to go up there. And you could hear it in his voice. Like, he's just still broken up about what happened.
Totally.
It's terribly sad here in New York City. We've lost 5,000 fellow New Yorkers, and you can feel it. You can feel it. You can see it. It's terribly sad. Terribly, terribly sad. And watching all of this, I wasn't sure that I should be doing a television show because for 20 years we've been in the city making fun of everything, making fun of the city, making fun of my hair, making fun of Paul. Well...
They cut to Paul, and Paul's, you know, bald. So he's just like, thanks, Dave.
So he did make some closing remarks in his monologue, and that is what this sounded like.
And I have one more thing to say, and then thank God Regis is here, so we have something to make fun of. if you didn't believe it before, and it's easy to understand how you might have been skeptical on this point. If you didn't believe it before, you can absolutely believe it now. New York City is the greatest city in the world.
Just an impossible task, I would imagine.
Had to be so hard. And how he handled it, the entire monologue. And weirdly enough, though, they have pulled all that off of like all social media, off of all YouTube over the years. Like, it's almost impossible to find that full monologue. It's out there. Someone had it on Reddit. But for the most part, you can't find it, which I don't know why, unless they had plans to do something with it. But 23 years ago, it's just crazy to me that it was that long ago.
There is a woman who was pulled over by the cops, and what happened next changed her life in the greatest way ever. I can say that's never happened to me when my car gets pulled over. But we're going to tell you what happened to her during the Daily Mix download after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us this morning. Your beard is looking well moisturized. Did you put a little oil in there this morning?
Thank you, of course. Oh, yeah. Also, I didn't ride my motorcycle this morning, so I don't have like the blowout look. I don't look like Yukon Cornelius.
No random bugs on your beard.
Yeah, totally. You can tell those days because I am blown out.
Do you ever get bugs blown? Bugs blown in your beard. You ever have bugs stuck on your beard?
I'm sure I have. I went and saw Beetlejuice over the weekend, and 3 hours later, I found popcorn in my beard.
What is that? Flavor saver.
What is that? Like, oh, it's popcorn. And then, of course, I ate it. Yeah, of course.
Delicious. Yeah. The DMV is brought to you by Palace Law and Beetlejuice, apparently. Yeah. Mariners, oh, man, they lost. But thankfully, the Astros lost as well, so they didn't lose any ground, but unfortunately, they didn't gain any ground either. So they're still 4.5 games back from that first play spot. They play again against the Padres tonight. So there you go. Let's go, Mariners.
An Alabama state trooper named JT Brown pulled over a woman named Abby who said that she could not afford a ticket. So instead, he left her with a warning and a conversation about finding a new and better career path so that she can afford to pay her tickets in the future.
Get a better job, kids.
She ended up choosing nursing, and this is Abby and the trooper talking about the life-changing encounter they had.
I think it was the right person, right time, and the right words.
And I told her, I said, well, how about we talk about it then?
It went on for about 10, 15 minutes, just talking about different career paths. As soon as he left and as soon as I got to where I was going, I started pushing myself toward that career, and now I'm here.
She made my entire career worth it.
Wow.
week.
That's actually a really heartwarming story.
It is.
I was a little like, nah, mind your business at the beginning. But you know what? Now I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to do is talk to an officer for 10 minutes after they pull me over. I'm just like, just give me the damn ticket. I want to go on.
Is this a recruitment pulling over?
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 65 degrees today. It's going to rain as well. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.